I live knowing I am eternally perfect. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I live knowing I am eternally perfect. That's quite a statement. That's quite a presumption. That's quite a aspiration, inspiration, desire. That's quite a statement. I live knowing I am eternally perfect. You know, we like to say that God is everywhere and everything is God and God is everything and God is everything that exists. And God is the good and the bad, the right and the wrong, the up and the down, the in and the out. There's nothing that is not God, for God is the allness. Now, since God is the allness, then we can select out of the allness that which we want to experience. There's not something right or wrong for us to experience, something good or bad for us to experience. It's just, what is it we want to experience? What is it that we would like to have in our lives that would make our lives rich and beautiful and fulfilling and rewarding in every possible way? Well, that is a good thought. What is it that would make our life rich, rewarding, and fulfilling in every wonderful, positive way? Well, if you ask me, being perfect would be pretty nice. Now, how do I know what perfection is? I can think of a perfect day, a perfect house, a perfect body, a perfect mind, perfect relationship, perfect family, perfect world. But do I really know what a perfect world is? Do I really know what a perfect family is or a perfect relationship is? I wonder, do I? Think about it. Do I really know what a perfect family or home or relationship or anything like that is? Do I really? How do I define perfection? Well, now, we don't have to get into a lot of nonsense on all this. We can just define perfection as a happy situation. We can define perfection as something desirable, something that makes us happy, something that fulfills our every need, something that gives us the feeling that all is in divine order. Now, what would that be? Eternally perfect. Well, think. All the cells of my body are designed to be perfect, to do what they're designed to do. They're all designed to fulfill a certain purpose, and while they're fulfilling that certain purpose, I'm a happy person. While all the cells of my body are doing the things that make me happy, I'm a happy person. While all the cells of my body are living in harmony with themselves and everything else, I'm a happy person. Now, when my cells do not live in harmony with my body, then I'm not a happy person. When my cells get out of line and start multiplying far faster than they should, when they don't stay happy with themselves, when my cells are hurt because I've injured them somehow. You see, our bodies are divine. I know that. I believe that. Our bodies are absolutely perfect. And when we bump a cell and we get it out of alignment, the purpose of that cell is to get back into alignment just as quick as it can. And to get back into alignment just as quick as it can, it needs our recognition that alignment is what it wants to get back into. Oh, I hurt. And when you say that, then the cell thinks that it's supposed to stay out of alignment because you say, I hurt. Now, when you say to the cell, I'm whole and perfect, I feel great, I'm wonderful, then the cell says, okay, I'll get back in the saddle again, I'll get back where I'm supposed to be, I will start expressing that wholeness that I was before and that I always am. And so the cell stops acting like a naughty cell that has been hurt and start acting like a good cell that is doing everything that it's supposed to do. Now, you say, that's too plebeian, that's too ordinary, that's too common. That certainly isn't the way the cells work, and that certainly is the way the cells work. We know that when we talk to children and we tell them that they're good children, they tend to be good children. When we tell them they're bad children, they tend to be bad children. When we take a child, and all of his life we tell him how wonderful he is, what a genius he is, what a great being he is, oh, there are moments that he doesn't quite rise up to our expectations or his expectations of himself, but that's not the point we pay attention to him. We pay attention to the point that he's rising up to those points that his perfection, his greatness, his genius, his wonder, his magic. Yes, our word, as we were just telling Mr. Sandman, our word, my positive word, is my magic wand. Yes, I am living eternally perfect. That is my choice. So I take my magic wand, my positive word, and I tell my body, hey, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious. You tell anybody that, and they'll feel good. A little child comes crying into the room, and you say, well, my precious angel, how you doing? I'm hurting. You look so good. Oh, you are such a handsome boy. Oh, my goodness sakes. It's just such a pleasure to see you. But I hurt. You look like you're just wonderful. Now, what's your problem? I hurt. Okay, let me kiss it. There. Now, okay, now, how about some ice cream? Or how about going out and playing? And how about going to the zoo? Would you like to do? Oh, yeah. And the hurt is forgotten. The hurt is forgotten. And the attention is put on the positive thing, on the desirable thing, and on the good thing. You say, well, when it's a major hurt, like a broken leg or something like that, you can't just forget it and say it with words. That's true. That's true. We mend the leg. We put it straight. We put a cast on it. We do all the good things. But we keep saying, it's whole and perfect. It's whole and perfect. It's whole and perfect. And as that is our only thought, then that is our only result. I know I live. I know I live. And I live knowing I am eternally perfect. I live knowing I am eternally perfect. And I say that to myself constantly, moment by moment. I'm walking my meditation paths. I'm walking through the city. I'm walking anywhere I go. I'm driving. I'm sitting quietly waiting in the office for somebody. Or I'm in the store and I'm shopping for things. And every other minute I say, I'm all perfect. I'm all perfect. Oh, come on now. That's so silly. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Well, whatever my thoughts are, that's what my life experience is. Whatever I put my attention on, that's my life experience. Whoever I think I am, that's my life experience. I live knowing I am eternally perfect, and I am eternally perfect. I live knowing this, and I say this continually, and this is my experience. This is your experience. This is the only experience you have. When you talk to someone in the hospital, and you say, well, you look great, you're coming along just fine, you're progressing so beautifully, they say, why? Yeah, okay. And you'd say to the person, oh, you look so sad. Oh, my goodness, you're going downhill. Oh, things aren't going too well for you, huh? And they just sort of fade away. You know? Thoughts are things. Words are power. Your magic wand, remember that? And you live knowing that you are eternally perfect, and that's the magic that we want to put into our life and our affairs. When we live in this thought, we live a happy life. We go around singing and joyously enjoying everything. When we say, I am eternally perfect, then we start acting eternally perfect. I live knowing I'm eternally perfect, and I act eternally perfect. I think eternally perfect. I live eternally perfect. Oh, my goodness. Yes, it is sort of strange. It is sort of different from what society and the world we experience says, but that's not the truth. The happy moments are when you are sitting quietly. You know, they show you in these resorts, they send you off to South Sea Islands, they send you around, and where do they put you? They put you in a hammock sitting out on the beach, enjoying the peace and the quiet. My friends, you can have that same peace and quiet wherever you are. That peace and quiet is in your heart. You can be on your own lawn in a hammock. You can be laying on the grass. You can be walking in the fields around the world and just settle down for a moment. You can. I had a secretary one time. She was 77 years old and quite a bustling lady. And she would sit down on our big lawn, and she would lay down, in fact, and put her feet up against a tree. And I asked her, I said, "Cecilia, what are you doing? That looks lovely." She said, "Well, I am sharing my energy with the tree, and the tree is sharing its energy with me, and I feel so good." And after she did that for 10, 15 minutes, she'd get up and jump up, in fact, and she'd run around and do everything. I'd take walks around the 6,000 acres of land at that time, and I'd be walking around, and I'd climb mountains, and on top of the mountain, there she was sitting there. She'd already beat me there. And everywhere I went, she was there, because she was just enjoying herself so thoroughly. She was just having such a wonderful time being her. Now, she lived on through 77, 87, probably 97, who knows, because she went on to do other beautiful things in other beautiful places. And this is what it's all about. How about you? Yes, how about you? Where are you going? What are you doing? I think that if we could just be ourselves and have fun and live in the joyous relationship we have to ourselves, I live knowing I am eternally perfect, we would be eternally perfect and enjoy the perfection that we are. Because that's what life is all about. And that's what you're all about, and that's what I'm all about. Being ourselves and knowing who we are, and knowing that we are perfect right now, that we're always perfect, that we're always fantastic, that we're always joyous and filled with peace and harmony, joyous, filled with life and love and goodness. Oh, yes. Do that. You'll be surprised at how wonderful things can be. You'll be surprised at how fantastic things can be. Because as you do these things, you experience something so fantastic, so joyous, so complete, so remarkable, that everything you do is just utterly amazing. And no matter what you do, you're the happiest being on the face of the earth. Enjoy that now, and be that now, and know that that's who you are, and that's what you are, and that's all you are. You're fantastic, you're glorious, and I live knowing I am eternally perfect. And you know, nothing else really matters, or nothing else will matter, because that's all that I am. Join with me in this recognition now, claiming for yourself this reality now, and enjoy it forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.